present Golden Silver production of Murder at Christmas. Murder at Christmas.
What is it? What are you screaming about?
Oh, Mr. Lonsdale! There's a body!
Quick, call the police! So yes, Jenkins, I was saying to my wife, how can you expect me to be home for Christmas when there's a murder? Oh, here we are. It's a pretty big house. Well, Jenkins, could you get out of the car and we'll go and see what's what?
Right you are, sir.
Good afternoon. I am Mr. Lonsdale, the butler here. And you are?
I'm Inspector Plunk, and this is my sergeant, Sergeant Jenkins.
How do you do, sir?
Well, could you tell me exactly what the problem is?
Yes. My maid, Miss Janet Richmond, found a dead body. We know who it is. Please wait in the drawing room, and I will ask her to come to speak to you in a minute. You may also wish to talk to Miss Caroline Montgomery, who is the owner here.
Now then, Janet, just tell us all you know, and you'll be a good girl and you'll be able to go home soon. It's Christmas Eve, after all.
Oh, right. Well, it was terrible. I went to clean up behind the sofa in here in the drawing room, and there was Miss Pensonville, and she was dead with her head smashed in. She'd had the back of her head smashed in. It was terrible.
Now, pull yourself together. Anything else you can tell us?
No, nothing else at all. She was just lying there by the piano with her head smashed in.
Right, run along, dear. That'll do for the moment. We'll take a formal statement later. It's a rum go, isn't it? Hey, Jenkins, there's only these four people in the house as far as I can gather. There was the Janet, the butler, this Caroline woman, and the dead woman. And we don't even know who she is. I need to find out who she is next. What do you reckon?
Well, actually, sir, I would say it's a pretty open and shut case. The butler is, after all, a swarthy foreigner, so it must have been him.
Ah, don't be so ridiculous. Oh! What on earth's that noise? It's just getting on my wick, that is.
Ah, Inspector. And this must be your delightful and rather gorgeous sergeant. Hello, my name is Caroline. I own this place. Do sit down. Now, how can I help you? I know that you've come to investigate the death of my dear companion, Deirdre. I'm afraid I know nothing at all about it. And I have to say I'm terribly sorry that you don't like my little festive tune. I do think a carol or a Christmas song goes down well at this time of year.
Right, Miss Caroline Montgomery, I'm arresting you in the name of the law. Jenkins, book her.
Why, sir? There's no evidence.
Now then, let me explain.
Oh, Inspector, how did you guess?
Well, it was when you were playing the piano. I realised, of course, you must be a concert pianist. And there she was, with her head smashed in, old Deirdre, by the piano. Well, there was only one thing I could imagine. Let me take you back.
Oh, for God's sake, Deirdre, do you have to play that awful tune? You're doing my head in.
Oh, I'm sorry, Caroline. I just love to play the Christmas tunes. I'm really getting the hang of this now.
Will you please stop it? You're doing my head in.
Oh, no, Caroline, just listen to it. It's lovely.
Just do as I say or I won't be responsible for my actions.
Oh, just let me finish it and then I'll stop for good today and then I'll start again tomorrow, Caroline. Is that okay?
No, it isn't! Stop it! Stop it!
So you see, Jenkins, it isn't always the butler that does it.
It's a fair cop, Inspector. Happy Christmas.